USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump said he'll formally object to Congress's impeachment inquiry, even as he acknowledges the House Democrats have the votes to proceed. The White House was expected to send a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi arguing that Congress cannot conduct an impeachment investigation without first having the vote to authorize it. The letter was expected to say the administration will not cooperate with the probe without that vote being done. Trump said the resolution would likely pass, but predicts it will backfire on the Democrats over this election season.
I do believe that because of what they're doing with Pelosi and their real leaders, AOC plus three, I really believe that they're going to pay a tremendous price at the polls.
When Pelosi announced that the White House was initiating the inquiry, she did not seek the consent of the full chamber, as was done for impeachment proceedings into former Presidents Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by the NICB. American property and casualty insurance companies are being robbed to the tune of $40 billion a year. According to the FBI, fraud is the culprit. And these criminals are not just stealing from insurers, they're stealing from everyday Americans. That is, until now. The nation's property and casualty insurers have made significant fraud-fighting investments within their companies, such as creating special investigative units. These units investigate suspicious insurance claims and work with law enforcement agencies and the National Insurance Crime Bureau, or NICB, to track down insurance criminals. NICB Public Affairs Director Frank Scafidi.
These criminals will stop at nothing to commit fraud, from staging auto accidents to roofing and towing scams, even workers' compensation slip and falls. Think of your family, your coworkers, your neighbors. All are potential victims. NICB works with special investigative units to keep you and the ones you love most safe.
Find out how you can protect yourself at NICB.org.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders' campaign has finally admitted, officially, that he had a heart attack. His campaign confirmed in a statement released that the Vermont senator was diagnosed with myocardial infraction, otherwise known as a heart attack, when he went to the hospital in Las Vegas. He was then treated with two stents for a blocked artery in his heart. The senator's campaign also said in the statement that he walked out of feeling great and looking forward to getting back to the campaign. President Donald Trump has asked for a substantial cut in the National Security Council staff, according to Bloomberg. The step was described by some as part of an effort from the White House to make its foreign policy arm leaner. The request to do so was conveyed to officials by current White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien earlier in the week. The reductions at the agency, which currently employs 310 people, will be carried out through attrition. The report did not mention the exact number by which Trump is looking to cut the agency's staff. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Attorney generals representing half the states and lawyers for more than 500 local governments blasted the terms of Purdue Pharma's offer to settle thousands of lawsuits over the nation's opioid crisis in court filings that also said the company had funneled over $13 billion to its controlling family. Their legal filing said the tentative deal does not contain an admission of wrongdoing from the members of the Sackler family, who would not stop family members from future misconduct and wouldn't force them to repay money they pocketed from their illegal conduct. The documents say the members of the Sackler family made $12 to $13.5 billion from Purdue from profits made from the signature painkiller OxyContin. The roar of the four engines, the plexiglass nose, the bristling machine guns. For history buffs and aviation enthusiasts, few thrills compare with that of a flight aboard an aircraft like the B-17 Flying Fortress, the World War II bomber that helped smash the Nazi war machine. But a deadly crash in Connecticut this week of one of the very same B-17s has cast doubt over the band of brothers and sisters who enjoy riding in vintage planes and raises questions of whether machinery over 70 years old should be flying passengers. The propeller-driven 1945 bomber went down at the Hartford Airport, killing 7 of the 13 people aboard after the pilot reported the engine trouble on takeoff. The cause of the fiery wreck is still under investigation. Don't forget, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.